And we're live on the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show, a little later than normal. I don't know what normal is sometimes, but we're here. It's a Monday, classic Monday. And with that note, I wanted to talk about starting the day off on a positive note as an Agile leader, you know, servant leader, a leader in the Agile community for anybody who's a Scrum Master, product owner, or just someone on a team and just in life. So, listen to a podcast this morning, Happy Engineer. I listen to it every once in a while to hear what's going on. And they were talking about morning routines. And when he was talking about how he gets into a positive attitude, I want to talk about that, how that may pertain to being an Agile Scrum Master or a coach or a product owner or anybody who's on a team in general, or anybody, right? So I want to talk about that today. So it's 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Master, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And it ain't 5 a.m. It's awfully late because there was a lot of things that came up during the day that caused me to be late. And it's just sharing that with you. But it was a good thing. I was on a positive note when I started my day. So, and here we talk about Scrum and Agile in a very tactical, practical way. I went off on a tangent there for a second. Just so you can bring value to customer, not work crazy hours, have fun in the office, have fun at home, get home to family and friends, enjoy life. So part of it is enjoying life and sharing that enjoyment of life with your teammates. And on this episode, on the show, so this morning, I walking the dog, it was raining, a little bit late because it was Monday, watching football yesterday, so of course it was late. And listen to the Happy Engineer. It's a good podcast. Go to it every once in a while to see what's going on, what's new in the engineering community from that perspective. And today was morning routines. It wasn't today. Actually, it was a couple episodes ago. I was listening to that one. Don't always get into some of the topics that they have. But looking at the morning routines, I want to hear what his morning routine was. And he was talking about how he does a couple things, works out, gets into a positive attitude. He does meditation, all this other stuff. I don't necessarily do that. Sometimes I do. It depends how I'm doing that day. But I wanted to talk about getting a positive mood. One of the things he said about being thankful and doing this, and some people do these, you want to call it, being gratefulness, showing gratefulness. And one of the things I do every day, and try to as much every day as possible, is I write down, besides I do my goal thing and all that kind of stuff that you may have heard, for manifesting and things like that. But like, here's an example. I do my vision, my goals, and then I write 10 things that I'm thankful for. And at the end of the time, I usually write down things I want to get done towards my goals, which are bigger than just my day-to-day work per se. But one of the things I do is I write 10 things I'm thankful for. And what this gets me into is a good mode for being thankful for everything. What are my kids, who are angels, but they're angels, right? They can be devils too. Just work, family, life, troubles, good things, bad things. And one of the things it does is sets me up for being in a good mood. And what the guy on the Happy Engineer podcast said, being in a positive attitude prepares you for all the things that come during the day that can bring you down. If you start off on a neutral, you're going to get negative fast, right? If you start on a negative, you're definitely going to be double negative as you go through your day, and you're going to be bah humbuggy, and no one's going to want to talk to you. And as a Scrum Master, who wants to talk to a bah humbuggy, upset, grumpy old Scrum Master? No one's going to want to talk to you, right? So you kind of want to be in a happy, inviting manner, attitude, and that spreads through the organization. But I like his take on it, where by setting yourself in a positive mode early in the morning, it prepares for stuff goes on. Just like today, dog had an accident on the floor because I didn't take him for a walk yesterday. That was my fault. I owned it. I said that was mine. It wasn't his. Yes, I screwed up. I need to make sure that I make sure he goes out. So those are the kind of things, that something that maybe I would have got upset about. But no, it's not, because I already did my 10 positive things that I have. And actually, I was thankful for my dog for taking me for a walk. And then my wife says, hey, you know, the dog peed on the Second floor, I'm like, great. But, you know, I already gave them my thankfulness. I was happy for that. Then just being late, had to drive the wife to the office, things like that. And then I caught myself today in a daily standup for our coaching staff where I went down a negative path. I said, wait. I don't want to go down this negative path. So I'm positive. So I started my day on a positive note, and I want to maintain that positivity throughout the day. Yeah, there could be stuff, but we'll work around it. I'm flexible. It's not going to hurt anything. It really doesn't. I have enough stuff to do that if that person cancels a meeting or something like that, which they have a habit of doing, I can always substitute with something else. So it's not a big deal. So I wanted to share that with you. Get into that positive attitude. Like I said, online, I write 10 things that I'm thankful for. There is a book. I don't know if I have it handy. Sometimes I do. Called The Magic. And it does 28 days of practicing thankfulness. It's really a good book. Maybe one session when I coach my people, I'll do that with them as an opportunity for them to go through that process. But it gets you in that thankful mode. I do a couple practices. I don't do all 28 practices. I do some of them, but I do a couple of them like before I go to bed. I think about what I'm thankful for, what good things happened through the day, and try to go to sleep on a thankful, happy note of the positive that came through. So again, I just want to share that with you. As you go through your day, you start your day off, try to get into a thankful mode. It takes a lot of work to do that, by the way. Some people are just naturally happy, but to be downright thankful for what's going on in their lives helps you as an agile leader, any person, take on a better attitude during the day. So I just wanted to share that with you. Go listen to the podcast on the Happy Engineer. Definitely something I would recommend, their podcast. They have some good stuff here and there, and it's good quality work. So with that, I want to say, have a happy day. Happy scrumming. And we'll see you tomorrow. And then again tomorrow. Oh, by the way, we're going to do a dual thing with the Scrum Master Toolbox tomorrow. I owe some things for the Agile Online Summit. I got to get that done too. So I got the Agile Online Summit November 2nd and 4th. AI Today, I'm going to be doing a podcast with them October 19th. I'm doing an IIBA session. And then tomorrow, we got an early morning, 6 a.m. live with the Scrum Master Toolbox and prepping for that. So have a great day. I got a lot of stuff to do on my plate. I bet you all do too. So with that, take care and see you next time. Bye. See